This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
These women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet.
Excuse me. I think this might be Gatorade or something. I was just looking for some regular water.
Water?
Yeah.
You mean like in the toilet?
One of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
What for?
Just to drink.
Out of the toilet.
What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops.
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
Out of the toilet.
Do you think that we should be using more Brondo on the crops in Africa to help alleviate the food shortage and the droughts over there?
Yes.
Any other comments on the Brondo being used in Africa that's helping the crops?
Definitely, if they got it over there, they should get more out there to help them out and get the resources they need to stay healthy and alive.
More Brondo. It's got electrolytes and what plants need.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Out of the toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Out of the toilet.
Clown world is deadly dangerous, though, ladies and gentlemen. Every time it goes this way in any other nation, you end up with mass starvation, collapse of civilization, warlords, and death camps. The Democratic Party, being financed by the Chi-Coms and others, is showing its true colors. It hasn't gone to seed. It's simply showing you what it's really all about. Wow. Let's just begin with this. Representative wants to prosecute people who mock Congress. And there's a whole bunch of people on her Twitter account praising it, saying it's time to start arresting anyone that disagrees with Democrats. That's Representative Frederica Wilson of Florida. And she's not a lunatic. She's an authoritarian, and she's already gotten away with so much that she believes she can just do it. Now, here she is at a public speech calling for people that make fun of buffoons like her to be arrested.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
She goes on to praise big tech and the crackdown on, well, you know who. And they have hearings in Congress where they lie about me to my face, and I can't speak at the hearing while they trash me sitting up there. Only in the authoritarian America run by the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, where the Republicans are all extremely intimidated at the leadership level and run screaming in fear. Even Fox News was like, well, maybe we should ban the Betsy Ross flag. Maybe it is bad. Maybe it is hurtful. Maybe the American flag is something that needs to be... I mean, they're having 50-50 discussions on Fox News where one side's like, well, this is preposterous. Others, well, this is very reasonable. We told you it was coming, and it's here. Wait till we come back, ladies and gentlemen. This is just one in hell of a transmission The Border Patrol has come out and said that AOC is a complete liar. And they have the videos of her, basically herself, assaulting the Border Patrol.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on this historic July 3rd, 2019. In defiance of the globalist attacks, their lies, their attempts to criminally set us up, their lawsuits, in defiance of all they've done, we are still on air. Thanks to you, the viewers. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to your prayers, your spreading the word, and your financial support, we have withstood the storm and come out battered and scarred, but stronger and more ready for the next phase of our take back of the Republic and then the take back of the planet for a pro-human future and destiny. Let me do this as good as I can, because I want to just tell you what I have in the stacks here and what's breaking and what's coming out. You are seeing a full-on globalist attack using a classic communist divide-and-conquer culture war, race war, sexist war playbook. We are witnessing an attempted overthrow of the country. And if Hillary would have gotten in, she would have done this regardless. But now they're doing it, even though they don't have full control of the executive. This country is in a civil war between factions of the government. You see all the big major Fortune 500 weighing in with anti-God, anti-family, just venom meant to collapse this nation. And it's not just in the old Cloward and Piven documents. It's not just in the old admitted communist blueprints. It's in the WikiLeaks that we're being demoralized, we're being attacked. Everything is being weaponized to create absolute division. But America is not buying it, and the system's putting out fake polls. Every poll you see is 10, 20, 30 points more towards nationalism, Christianity, Trump, InfoWars, free speech. And Trump understands that now. And he's been talking about that in speeches, because that's what their own real polls they're doing are showing. But they are coming after our speech like a ton of bricks. And they're calling for violent overthrow of the government. They're calling for physical revolution. They're calling for any means necessary. And now, Representative wants to prosecute people who mock Congress, openly calls for criminal prosecution of free speech, and says she will work with those, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, Microsoft, Apple, Google, to shut them up and shut them down. Remember The View host saying, shut them down, shut them up, and all the other shows, shut not just Alex Jones down, shut them all down. Shut them all up. I could play hours of them saying this. And so she's giving a little glimpse into the backroom meetings. That is going to be coming up at the start of the next segment. But she says, arrest anyone critical of Congress.
You're like, well, that sounds preposterous. No, they're planning to make their move. Oh, and 40 minutes of an internal secret Antifa meeting that they Orwellianly called a community meeting. You get to see the slime with their mask off, the slime that crawled out of George Soros' rear end. You can see these grimy, slimy maggots. And you can see all the assaults and all the things they're planning to do on July 4th, July 5th, and July 6th. We're going to have reporters there covering it. But it is just incredible. That's coming up. We also have the latest on the banning of the Betsy Ross first American flag commissioned by George Washington himself that actually flew behind Obama at his inauguration. They are now moving to the next phase of making you hate your flag and your country. When you get conquered, they take your flag away. That's just a little note in history. New Mexico governor jumps in on Kaepernick situation, saying it's wrong. The California governor says that it's good what they're doing, that America's bad. This is just amazing. Majority of Democrats say they don't like America in polls. Majority of Republicans say they do. I mean, the Democrats are the globalist anti-American party. The New York Times publishes a big article saying America sucks and isn't good. That's who these slime bags are. They're collaborators with the foreign money. They're traitors, and they'll sell you out. They'll sell your family out. Also, I watched probably 20 minutes of this last night. There's all these different angles of it because it goes on for reportedly over an hour. A well-known black rapper and a rap group comes out, and they've got a huge bodyguard. They're all big black guys. And these little Islamic Arabs come up and start slapping them and hitting them in the head. And the black guys don't want any trouble. So they let them slap them and hit them. And he's trying to get away. So the little rats chase him and get their ass totally beat in. Now, you have to understand, this is like if you ever had a duck or something attack you, because it's never had anybody kick it upside the head. You weigh 200 pounds, it comes up attacking you, you just shove a shotgun in its face, blast it if you want to. It's the same thing here. You've got guys that probably weigh 130 pounds coming up to a black dude, probably weighs 330 pounds, most of it muscle. A giant black bodyguard. I'm sure, you know, he beat up probably 95% of the population, take Mike Tyson, give him a run for his money. And the other black guys are big, too, okay? And they're well-known rappers that came from the street, so probably not wimpy dudes. Probably been in a couple hundred fights each. I mean, I grew up in Dallas. You just don't want to randomly start a fight with three big black dudes or four big black dudes. The black guys obviously don't want to end up going to jail when they hurt these guys, but they go ahead and beat the living hell out of them. Because, see, the black guys didn't know. They were there playing at a venue the night before that is in a no-go zone. And so they're just trying to leave and being attacked. That's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. So four or five black guys, there's also guys filming, so you see three or four of them, but there's more. They come out of their hotel, try to go to a restaurant. They're in a no-go zone, and Muslims start slapping their headphones over their head so hard that the big black dude's bleeding. Now, he doesn't kill them at that point. I would have assaulted them because they assaulted me. But it goes on and on and on until they reportedly, the guys were unconscious when they were loaded on ambulances. And in about 30 seconds, the black guys beat the Muslim Arabs to a pulp once they start attacking them. Now they grab and just slam their heads in the ground, and they get on top of them and just start bashing their heads in. That's how you kick somebody's ass. You slam them down the ground, you jump on top of them, and you start breaking their jaw. That's how you kick somebody's ass. You get them on the ground and you beat their brains out. Now just imagine, this happened to our reporters when they tried to go to no-go zones that the media said don't exist. Up to a third of Paris is a no-go zone. Up to a third of places like Paris or more no-go zones, and it keeps expanding. You bring in people that are tribal, and you bring in people that are used to running everyone they don't know out of their neighborhood, and then you worship them and kiss their ass, and they can rape women, they can rob, they can burn cars, they can steal. It's unbelievable. But see, these weren't Europeans taught to be cucked and beat up by these 120, 130-pound idiots. They're like, hey, dude, we don't want to hurt you. Stop. You are? I mean, let me just tell you something right now. Slap me across the head with a pair of headphones and I'm bleeding. I'm going to knock you upside the head. These guys had such restraint, but see, they knew they were going to hurt them, and they didn't want to go to jail because they know how stuff works. But see, that's how this works in Europe, by the way. You defend yourself, you get arrested a lot of times. They did not get arrested. There were so many witnesses. By the way, while they were doing this, they were slapping women on the ass that were walking by. And women were complaining to the black Americans, hey, can you protect us? These guys are here doing this. So they don't tell Europeans and others from other cities that they're going into a no-go zone. They don't tell you you're going into an area where you're going to be attacked. They tried to attack Paul Watson, Joe Biggs, and the rest of my crew, and they had to get out of there. They wisely, too, got out of there. But this is what happens. We're going to go into all that. There's so much. They're demonizing the 4th of July parade. All of it. But just imagine how dumb these Islamists were, because they're so used to everyone kissing their ass, they're so used to everyone folding, that now they're going to start a fight with a bunch of big black Americans. It did not end well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on the July 3rd, 2019 worldwide transmission. Here's just a few clips of the media calling for all conservatives, libertarians, myself, Christians to be taken off the internet, and they're taking Focus on the Family off of many of these platforms. They're taking Mainline LifeSite about pro-life off. Apple's telling some of the biggest Christian publishing groups, you're saying the earth's 6,000 years old. We say that's not scientific. You're not allowed to be on Google. You're not allowed to be on Apple. They're just a reign of terror is coming in, and they're testing and seeing what we'll put up with. Now Democrats are calling for arresting anyone that criticizes them online, members of Congress, and they say that they will work with Google and others to arrest you. That's coming up in a moment. Why not? We've put up with this so far. Or they'll send Antifa to your house. Or AOC will lie about you and say you raped her. By the way, the Border Patrol, as I told you, I talked to Border Patrol folks yesterday. They're getting ready to release the footage. They're trying to get permission from Trump and from the head of the Border Patrol to release the footage, because there's a lot of legal issues dealing with it. But she's a public figure. She's lied about them. And the word is they're going to release her throwing fits, screaming and yelling at everyone and lying her ass off about people drinking out of toilets and how she felt sexually threatened. When they were kissing her butt. They were trying to take selfies. They were trying to shake her hand. They had the charm flowing. You really think they'll go, get out of here, whore? And she said she was called a whore. Hey, whore, get out of here. They'd be fired in 1 second. Who believes any of this? Who believes I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook parents? Or that I wrote a book about Sandy Hook and lost a lawsuit? None of it's true. But I'm telling you, man, these people will do anything. We can't even, in what, 10 states in the 9th District has ruled that you can't wear the American flag at public schools or areas because it's a hate symbol. So, of course, Nike is removing it, saying it's bad, the American flag. They are an anti-American group. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Here is that little compilation. We're going to play the new clip. Here it is.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
yes, exactly.
Yeah, so Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Don't worry. These people are terrifying or anything. And the next is arrest you. Antifa can throw chemical weapons on people, acid attacks. They can hit you in the head with crowbars and foils. That's a thin sword. That's what they had out there. They had foils. We've watched the video. Kill somebody with that very easily. Hit somebody in the carotid artery. Bye-bye. They'd have hit him in the neck. It'd have been murder one. You organized it, you came, you went. murder one. Shouldn't even be giving these meth heads ideas. But that's how you really kill somebody with a foil is carotids. But you don't know how to use a weapon, do you, dumbass? So you hit him in the head. You just hit him in the head over and over again. That's the tough part of the body, punk. And they're trying to murder him, though, with those deadly weapons. But the Portland mayor, the police have confirmed, and they're going to release his order. That's right. They're preparing. They've told the mayor, you better tell the truth and stop lying about the stand-on order, or we're going to release your order. And they're going to release it. All of it's going to start coming out. Antifa's being infiltrated everywhere. Criminal slime funded by Alexander Soros. He's now in command of an organized crime syndicate. He's involved in the organized crime syndicate with the migrant flows and the migrant centers. And they've unleashed government employees in black masks to use weapons that are designed to kill people. Foils. They were calling it a crowbar. No, it was not foils. I mean, it was not crowbars. It was foils. A thin sword. A super deadly weapon. You know what the Three Musketeers use? That's what they got. Designed to go in between cracks in armor. Designed to stab people in the neck and in the stomach and in the heart. And that's what they got out there, is swords. So, Dem rep wants to prosecute people who mock Congress. Frederica Wilson, Democrat, Florida. Here she is in a public speech.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
We're going to shut them down when they make fun of Congress. Well, we're going to get them arrested. We're going to work with big tech. We're going to go to break. Joe Biggs got taken off. Twitter got permanently banned for saying that Antifa are a bunch of criminals, that he was going to go to Portland and exercise his First Amendment, and if they attacked him, he'd defend himself. That's the cardinal sin. You don't ever fight back against meth head city employees with acid attacks. You don't stand against them and defend yourself. When they come with a sword, you just show your neck. When they come to dump acid in your eyes, you open them up for them, like Clockwork Orange. So the thought criminal, Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, will be joining us on the other side. Please remember that we have the Save InfoWars 4th of July special that's going to have to end Friday or this weekend because we're getting ready to sell out of X2. And even though it will probably sell out for a month or more before we get more in, I'm going to keep selling it at 50% off because I want you to see how great it is and what happens within a few weeks of taking it. Now, talk to a physician or others before you take this because this isn't a joke, okay? Pure iodine. No one else has it. No one else sells it. This is true atomic. No one else has real atomic iodine. They're full of baloney. This is real. Don't buy the stuff at the store for cuts or whatever. Leave a hole in your stomach. This is the real stuff. This is pure iodine. It's not bound with toxins or anything. It's pure. From deep earth crystals. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole body operates off of it, and people will die without fluoride, and IQs are plunging, birth defects, all this stuff's exploding because the body starts unraveling without iodine. And most of the stuff is not in the plants anymore. It's not in the fields. It's not in the soils. You can only get it from the ocean, and it's so damn polluted, you get a bunch of other bad stuff when you're getting it. That's why the Japanese do live so long, is they're mainly seafood folks, other folks that eat seafood. But even their life expectancy is starting to go down, because of all the toxins in the ocean and the chemical bioaccumulation that takes place in fish and in aquatic marine life. So everything's 50% off in the supplements, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other big specials. Too many to name, too numerous. Everybody's free bumper stickers in each order. Save InfoWars. Get great products at the same time. Please take action. It's a revolutionary idea to fund independent media. So on the 4th of July, on the eve of it, celebrate the InfoWar with purchases and sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off. We'll be back with thought criminal Joe. want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot in us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
No one can rival Western architecture. No one can rival Western technology. No one can rival American freedom. But now, the Democratic Party is all over the news demonizing the July 4th event, demonizing the American flag, agreeing with Nike that the American flag is an evil symbol. The Ninth Circuit's ruled it's a hate symbol. These are the enemies within, and we have major representatives like Wilson of Florida coming out and saying arrest people that make fun of members of Congress and censor the internet more. It's amazing. Also, we have new breaking news that I'll cover after Joe Biggs leaves us. That is the next level. Photo shows kids laying on top of drag queens at drag queen story time. They shake their butts in their faces. They tell little girls they're really boys. Little boys are really girls. This is pedophilic training. Now they're even admitting in the media it's pedophilic training, and they're celebrating it, saying sex with kids is good. Men dress as clowns many times because they're convicted sex offenders, and they have to cover up their identity. We're going to be getting into all of that and the latest on Antifa that has been infiltrated in D.C., and that shock footage will be playing next segment. Joe Biggs joins us from the streets of D.C. He just got off a plane from Florida. He's scheduled to be speaking at free speech events that Antifa has pledged to physically target. The Antifa groups have pledged to use acid attacks on folks at these events and at Trump's 4th of July events coming up tomorrow and then on Friday and Saturday. They are allowed to mix the weapons in front of police. D.C. police, to a great extent, are still under Democrat control. And major Democrats and the D.C. representative is saying that they see Trump's event as terroristic. I have those articles and video clips coming up. So they say that all of this is white supremacism and that anyone with American flags will be attacked. So this is 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. This is what America has turned to and what the Democrats are pushing. And that was Nike's calculation, is that, hey, we've made 33, 32, 34% each quarter after Kaepernick and his America-hating system became the spokesperson for Nike. SJWs go buy the overpriced slave factory-made shoes because it's a celebration of hating America. So Nike waited till the 4th of July. They waited. They shipped out the shoes to have a big stunt. They're great-looking shoes, by the way. I would get a pair because it's so triggering to leftists. Plus, they look nice. And they are not allowing them to be sold so they could piss on America on July 4th. This is a wiping July 4th on their huge, stinking Seattle-based rear end. So that's the echo chamber. And now Joe Biggs simply tweeted. I remember seeing the tweets and saying to Darren McBreen, I bet he gets banned for that, because thou shalt not criticize the Lord thy God, Antifa, and thou shalt not speak badly of them. He just said, I'm going out there to cover this and have a rally. And if anybody attacks me, I'm going to fight back. Well, defense is the number one crime when a meth head leftist who's been allowed off work from the city by the mayor comes out to attack. So, Joe, you've been banned on Twitter. Thanks for joining us, and tell us the latest.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You know, I woke up yesterday, and one of my buddies contacted me. He goes, dude, the blue checkmark thing you have on your Twitter account is gone. And I opened up my app. I was going to the gym, and I go, oh, yeah. Oh, well. And then someone wrote me, and they go, that's what happened to Laura Loomer right before she got banned. They took her blue check mark away, and then it said account suspended. And sure enough, I got on the DM to start talking to Michelle Malkin. I was like, hey, did you see that they took the badge away? She goes, yeah, do you think it's because of your coverage of Antifa over the last week since Andy Ngo was attacked in Portland? And I said, it has to be, because that's the only thing that's really changed of what I've been talking about on Twitter. And right in the middle of Michelle and I's conversation on a direct message, they zapped my account. And I had to go through Laura and other people to get back in touch with Michelle. And I heard that Michelle was tweeting out looking to get a hold of me because she's doing a whole thing on this Antifa. And it's just amazing. You know, you've got this guy, he's 90 pounds, this little gay Asian guy. And you have supposedly Antifa who's pro-LGBT and all this. And they're out there watching in mass numbers as this guy is being kicked and beaten on the ground. You know, beaten so bad that his brain is bleeding. I mean, not just lightly beating him up or roughing him up to a point where he could have permanent damage for the rest of his life. And this is a problem that we have to deal with. So that's why I got really frustrated. And over the last few days, I've been able to organize damn near 1,000 people or more that are going to be coming out to Portland. I've got groups from all over the country that have never even rallied together or marched together. We're all going to come together and stand, you know, against Antifa. Because you know what? We can't have these hooligans running around acting like they run the streets. We're a nation of laws. This is America. We're not going to be run by...
That's right. And when the police stand down and there's no law and order, it's up to the people. It's our right and duty to protect ourselves, whether we see it in our own town or across the country. It's not vigilantism when you see a crime being committed and the police are standing down. It's a citizen's arrest. And when you watch Mr. No, they're hitting him with quick-set concrete that's liquid, if that's an acid attack. Some of the concrete is set, So it bounces off the back of his head. That's what causes his brain to bleed. So that's a brick. They bash him in the back of the head, all because they recognize that he's a journalist, and they all gang up on him like a bunch of piranhas or a bunch of hyenas. And then the left celebrated this. I mean, these people are just the scum of the earth. And the others that tried to help him, they beat them in the head with foils. And again, people don't know what a foil is. It's a long piece of metal, basically a primitive sword that can be swung at high speed to split open skin and bone. You can kill somebody in about 2 seconds with one hitting the carotid arteries. Luckily, they hit him on top of the head with this and almost killed folks, but didn't go to the neck, because that's how you kill somebody real fast, Joe, as you know.
Yeah. I got the exclusive ER pictures of that happening when his head was smashed in and they had to do all the staples. I mean, luckily, when you look at those injuries, this guy is lucky. His actual cranium did not break, and he doesn't have permanent brain damage. I mean, he had some massive wounds to his head. I mean, I haven't seen something that bad in a while. But that spread like wildfire, and it really sparked, a fire under everyone's asses, because now you see this one guy being attacked, and now we find out about more, and we see how vicious these attacks are that are going to leave permanent damage on some of these individuals. That's why, you know, we've got to do something. We can't sit by anymore. We can't let a lawless mayor and the guy they have there in Portland, we can't sit by while the cops allow this to happen. This is their job. This is what they're elected for. These are the oaths they took, and they're refusing to do anything about it. So we have to go out there and do something about it.
Let's be exactly clear about what you said and what you did. Antifa is meeting in meetings. They're publicly saying we're going to acid attack people. They're now doing it. I've seen them attack families trying to get into Trump's inauguration. The police did nothing again in these blue sewer cities. And I saw some of what you said. I mean, repeat to folks what you said that got you banned.
Well, the first thing I did is I reached out to Mr. No, and I said, hey, if you're ever going to go on the streets again, we're going to have your back. I'm going to have guys with you that will sit there and watch you to make sure you never, ever get attacked again, because your job as a journalist, you shouldn't have to worry about something like that. And that's how it started. And then, you know, you start getting kind of heated up, because now you start finding out more people got injured. You know, so eventually I said, you know what, I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to come after you guys. I'm going to sit here, and we're going to stand toe-to-toe, and I'm going to bring more than you guys. And you're either going to stand there with us, or you're going to back down and run away like the cowards you are, because you only notice, they only go to these areas where there's only a couple of people, where they know they can outnumber them. Like you said earlier, you compared them to piranhas. These guys aren't going to do anything by themselves. They have to be in those large groups. And my goal is to bring a group larger than theirs. We'll see if they actually want to do anything. And I guarantee you, when we show up to Portland, the police will all of a sudden want to do their job. They'll all of a sudden want to enforce the law. And I'm sure that they'll be the ones hassling us and not Antifa.
I hope you've been invited to the conference that Trump's holding on the 11th, because your case is perfect, where you just said, hey, you beat up a bunch of journalists and hurt a bunch of people. We're going to come out. We're going to defend folks defensively. And then you got banned for that, while Antifa, still the Portland Antifa that called for all this and called for, you know, dumping stuff on people's faces, acid, they are still all operating.
Yeah, they're actively planning attacks, and they're actively committing terrorist attacks. They're actually committing acts of violence. They are verbally abusing people. They are doxing people. They're getting people fired from their jobs. I merely told a lot of people, hey, it's getting rough out there. If you don't have a gun, you better buy one. You better have ammo. You better learn to train with it. You better learn respect for that weapon. You better learn how to take care of yourself, how to fight.
Joe, stay there. Let's talk about that. That's what I said when Antifa said they're coming to our houses to kill us. I said, buddy, better get guns to protect yourselves.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
So Joe Biggs, who de facto is one of the leaders of the Proud Boys, founded by Gavin McInnes, has been persecuted, attacked, and banned off Twitter for saying, we are going to go defend people's free speech against these bullies. If they attack us, we'll defend ourselves. And that is the cardinal sin when the Method Antifa are trying to kill people to stand up against them. And Joe, I've told everybody this, Matt Drudge told everybody this, everybody should create their own websites while you're still on Twitter and Facebook everywhere, and push people there and do it. We have our own audio streaming, our own video streaming. Brighteon has done this, so folks have a place to host their own videos. Mike Adams has done that. We're trying to set up a program where people like you can have a platform on our systems and promote your own platform, so you have audio and video streaming that's just one-click interface. We're almost up to that level to kind of be a mothership to support other folks. And to split off other motherships. Quite frankly, we've got projects doing that. behind the scenes, they've got our phones all tapped. The enemy knows all that. They've still got people inside the FBI, inside the Justice Department, inside the CIA. Large numbers of them, like a lot of Antifa, it's been proven, are actually have national security clearances. We've got some hidden camera footage that they didn't know that we have. We're going to be getting to next hour. We'll roll some of that in the background. But I'm sure you've now heard Representative Frederica Wilson talk about a Bozo the Clown freak. She's come out and said that if people make fun of Congress, they're going to work with Big Tech to find out who you are and arrest you. So now she's saying arrest people for their speech. Here she is.
People who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
Making fun of people need to be prosecuted. To quote Tucker Carlson, these people aren't scary at all, Joe Biggs.
It's truly a clown world. You know, this is like, you can't even be honest anymore. It's only going to be a matter of time before honesty is completely and totally outlawed. I mean, what's wrong is right, what's right is wrong. The whole world's going to be vice versa. It's just, it's insanity.
What we're dealing with here is a clown. I mean, Boss Hogg's funny, she's funny, but she's said a lot of crazy stuff before and she doesn't like it. So I'm going to say this. We're going to have a contest making fun of her. I'm going to pay out the other $5,000 contest next week. We're going to have a contest for the best video or image meme of Representative Frederica Wilson, and that will be $5,000. And we're going to have another one for AOC. That one will be $10,000. So we're going to see how they can be made fun of, how they can be made to look ridiculous with their own statements. And so that's $15,000 of prizes for the next contest, the Get InfoWars Out contest. That has now ended. I know who the winner is. I'm going to announce that next week. Joe, you're there in D.C. for the amazing parade that Trump's set to have. They're calling it fascist because it's going to have the military. We've had that at many other 4th of July events. The military's been so run down. The globalists have so demoralized it with 20-plus suicides a day, all the rest of it. As much as the country's been put down, I think it's good that Trump's trying to get us to have confidence and pride in our nation again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this gives us an opportunity not only for people who might not get to see all this cool military gear, you know, but to see it, to see those soldiers and those Marines in uniform. It gives you a sense of pride. It gives you a sense of that patriotism that we lost for so long. You know, I think it's awesome to bring something like that in right now, especially when everything you see is some soccer player taking a knee, someone bashing our country. For once, we get an opportunity, a day. I mean, LGBT gets a whole day a month. We get one day to sit here. Let us have our patriotic day. You know, stop trying to like get rid of our shoes. Stop doing all this stuff. Like you've had your whole month. I want July 4th. I want to see tanks. I want to see cool flyovers. I want to see fireworks. I want to see red, white, and blue shirts.
And by the way, they're saying this never happens. Every year in Austin, they have B-2 bombers or B-1 bombers do low passes over the city right before it gets dark and the fireworks. Well, guess what? Last few years they haven't done it. Because the leftists that run the city go, oh, they identify our military as so evil, because it's American, that they hate it. Well, listen, Trump doesn't have our military going into all these countries right now. He's trying to do peace deals. He's trying to get us out of Afghanistan. They've announced the total withdrawal. He's gotten us out of Syria. That is a time to celebrate the fact that we've gone out, mission complete, and we should have had a military parade. But the left promised to attack it, so Trump said, fine, we'll do it during the 4th of July as part of something larger. And they're saying, we've never had flyovers. We've never had. That's a damn lie. That is a lie. They have flyovers every year in D.C.
Where's the damn Redskins stadium? Right down the road. Before every football game, there's a flyover. Before any sports game, there's a flyover if it's an outdoor arena.
By the way, for folks who don't know, the best thing you can ever go to is an air show. My dad took me to 4 or 5 big ones when I was a kid, a lot of little ones, and I should do that for my children. But, I mean, Oshkosh air shows or, you know, the World War II air shows, all of them, I mean, they're just incredible. And there's nothing better than fireworks and an air show and the big monuments and celebrating our country. No, but the globalists want us to hate our country.
Yeah, it's pathetic what they're trying to do to it right now. You know, like I said, I want my one day. I want to see the red, white, and blue. I want to feel that sense of pride. I want to get the goosebumps when I hear those A-10s fly over and I hear that loud engine roar. You know, that is what it's all about, to see that might, to see that power that we have, to know, hey, we're safe if something happens because we've got the best men and women out there operating this stuff, and that's just truly awesome.
And again, if the government was trying to make us wear American flags and trying to use American flags to attack innocent countries, I would say, hey, it's becoming fascist, not the flag, the use of it. But when the Ninth Circuit's ruling it's a hate symbol and they're trying to take it down and they're putting shoes out as a stunt and pulling them back, all to piss on America and say it's bad and make us all have division, then it becomes more important than ever to fly American flags at our houses and to wear American flags and to put American flags on clothing, like this Space Force shirt I'm wearing. That's what it's all about, because America isn't perfect. But what they're trying to replace it with is a nightmare. Biggs, I think they've jumped the shark here. Just because Nike has made 33% larger profits since they put Kaepernick up there, because SJWs went and bought their overpriced slave-made shoes, the NFL's down 40% because of all their America hate. I think they've major league miscalculated, saying the American flag's racist, that Betsy Ross is bad, you know, saying we shouldn't have a 4th of July parade, saying America was never great, it'll never be that great. I mean, they've really shown their colors.
They're catering to a smaller group, you know, quite honestly. I mean, you look at these polls, they're all lies. You see all these polls on TV. Trump today would lose to Biden. Trump today would lose to Sanders. But then you go to like that rally in Orlando and you see that many people showing up days in advance, waiting in lines through the heat, through the humidity, through rainstorms. It really makes you question, like, they're barking up the wrong tree. The majority wants the patriotism. The majority want American nationalism. The majority of them want to be able to have a safe home and a safe environment. They want to be able to protect themselves. They want to be entrepreneurs. They want to be able to have a good life. They don't want what this left-leaning Democrat party is going. It's hell.
That's right. You know, Kaepernick made $50 million, born in this country, adopted by white people, and he hates white people. He's a flaming racist. And he's, you know, he's got the big afro out there, even though he's not really a black guy. It looks like he's about 90% white. And he just signed on to be a corporate shill with Chinese funding, we know, to divide and conquer. The Chinese government is funding most of this, folks. That's a fact. They're funding the division, all of it. And I'm not saying execute people, but China executes people that sow this type of discord in their own country. And so that's what they're really doing. Joe Biggs, how do people find you? I know you've got your merch site, and that's great, and people can go there. You're going to turn that into a news site soon. We should probably get you dialed in. We're setting up systems where people can dial in over their phones and stream live through our systems. We're hiring more crew to be able to do that and get up on the site. So let's be talking more in the future about trying to help you with some replatforming. But give people your website.
It's ssgbiggs.com. That's staffsergeantbiggs.com. And then I have an Instagram. That's ssgbiggs as well. And I'm there in those two places predominantly right now.
Well, be sure to get over on Telegram. I'm on that right now, and that's building up, and a lot of other things. Folks, find the Patriots and spread the links. Don't forget, 50% off store wide for the supplements, double Patriot points, and free shipping for the 4th of July Save InfoWars special. And get your Space Force America's Back, red, white, and blue American flag, InfoWars.com, T-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, Joe Biggs. God bless.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.